Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I'm continuing a discussion that I started yesterday when I asked the question, do you feel alone? And I talked yesterday about Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, and Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and through 9. I want to encourage you to go check out yesterday's program, just sharing that we don't have to be alone because of the Holy Spirit. And I shared that, you know, almost one in two people in the United States are single, either by choice, just chose not to get married, or because of divorce, or their widow. And just share that you don't have to be alone. And I want to encourage you, if you missed yesterday's program, go check it out. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. All our 14-minute programs are on there, but I think you'll be blessed by that. And I shared about how Jesus was telling the disciples about the Holy Spirit would be there after he left to go be with God and his Heavenly Father. And yet I know that some of you listening think, well, I just don't sense the Holy Spirit's presence in my life. You've been a follower of Jesus for a while. And I want to remind you that the Holy Spirit also has emotions, just like we do. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom we were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice in your life. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. So it talks about in that verse, about verse 30 in chapter 4 there of Ephesians, that do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. It talks about that by unwholesome talk, basically gossip, profanity. Then it goes on to talk about in verse 31 that we need to get rid of all the bitterness, rage, and anger that maybe we have in our hearts and our minds. And it says these things grieve the Holy Spirit. And maybe you don't sense the Holy Spirit's presence in your life is because you've got some areas in your life that you really need to address. You need to have an honest conversation with God and then also with at least one other person. And hopefully you have that one person in your life that you can do that with, because the fact of the matter is that with the revealing starts the healing. With the revealing starts the healing. And if you want to be healed from anger, rage, bitterness, a lot of times even depression, one of the best descriptions I heard of depression is it is repressed anger, repressed anger. And there's some of you, maybe the reason you're depressed is, if you're really honest, because you've got some repressed anger because of maybe just the way life's played out. Maybe it's because of some unwise decisions you've made. Or it's because of some maybe selfish and unwise decisions others made that has greatly impacted your life. And usually I have found, when I've struggled with some seasons of depression in my life, is that it's usually a combination of both. Sometimes it's because of unwise decisions that others have made that affects me, and maybe selfish decisions that they've made that impacts me. But also, a lot of times it also is partially because of maybe some unwise, selfish decisions that Greg Horn's made. And I believe when you can talk it out and get it out to God, and it's okay if you're mad at God and angry with God. Yes, we need to honor and respect him. Absolutely. He's the very one that gave us breath today. But Jesus came. That's why God sent his only son, Jesus, so that we could have a real and personal relationship with him. And so we'd know how much God loved us. And anger is an emotion God has given us, but it's not one that we need to keep very long. And so I want to encourage you today, maybe you just need to have an honest conversation with God and just tell him where you're at and that you're alone and you feel alone, even maybe you're in an awful marriage or because of the loss of a spouse, a death, and you're a widow and just did not plan on that or this early. I mean, we all know everybody's going to die at some point, but those people that have been divorced, whether they had to leave a really bad, unhealthy marriage with abuse, maybe alcohol, just always constant verbal abuse, narcissism, things like that, drug abuse, gambling. I mean, there's a lot of things that destroy marriages. Or so maybe you had to be the person you had to leave because of that. Or somebody just said, hey, I don't love you anymore and left you for somebody else. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people are single, lonely, and can be angry too. And yet God wants to heal that stuff. And the Holy Spirit wants to walk alongside you and help you. And so I think one of the things that even when we think about, well, okay, I get that, Greg, I need to follow the Holy Spirit and I need to ask the Holy Spirit to be involved in my life. I'm going to deal with some things that you shared there in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32 about my mouth, about gossip and maybe being negative. And if you'll ask the Holy Spirit, he'll show you that. Just, Lord, show me if I'm being negative. Sometimes we get negative because we live in such a culture now with social media, talk radio and things. And man, you got to be careful with what you fill your mind and heart with, because the Bible says what comes out of the mouth comes from your heart. And it's easy to get your heart hurt, dirty, negative, critical. And I really just don't watch the news that much, very, very much anymore. I really don't. And I know you say, well, you need to, be aware of what's going on. And I don't disagree with you. I do. But I try to maybe look at Twitter. They always have some headlines on the news. There's different ways to get the news. But to sit down or to start your day, especially watching news or having it on the background while you're getting ready in the morning, just not a good way to get your heart and mind filled. And I mean, one of the things, I check the weather. There's the apps on your phone. You can just check the weather and do that, and you don't even have to turn that on. And I'd really encourage you to start your day with God. But if you're feeling alone, I want to remind you that you're not alone if you're a follower of Jesus, that God is with you and that he will help you. And I love in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." And that was hard for the Israelites to hear, because that's what Moses said to them when they were standing at the edge of the Red Sea and the Egyptian army was on their heels, ready to destroy them. And the deep, uncrossable sea was right in front of them, the Red Sea. They were stuck. So can you imagine how they were feeling standing still, and the last thing they wanted to do was be planted there? And you got to know that some of them in the crowd that day were paralyzed with fright, and others were itching to fight. And sometimes when we find ourselves in hurtful situations, it isn't our instinct just to stand there, is it? I know it's not for me, a type A personality. It's all about trying to get things done. But if we're honest, we often really do want to fight back, and that's okay too. Sometimes we don't have any other choice except to just stand there and wait. And sometimes that's really just our best choice, because a lot of times it really isn't our fight anyway. And I want to encourage you today to know that you're God's child, and the battles you face are his battles. And I've been trying to do a better job of being still. I've told you that I've really abused practicing a Sabbath for the last several years, doing a lot of good God-honoring things, but just staying too busy. And I work a lot of weekends, do a lot of weddings on Saturdays. I did one every weekend in October. In fact, I did two on Saturday. I pastor a church on Sunday mornings. And Friday nights, I'm the radio voice of Lexington Christian Academy High School football game. So I'm really getting my work week started on Fridays. And I say started, I mean, I'm doing other things obviously during the week with Hope Is Here Ministry and teaching classes at Midway University. So I have a full week, but I've had to try to be intentional to make Wednesday my Sabbath day. Because if not, I'm not going to get one. And I was so guilty of trying to take 2 half days, and I just kind of crashed and burned and started eating too much, and I put on a lot of weight because I just disobeyed the Sabbath. And I want to encourage you today, maybe same thing with you about you just need to be still. Maybe there's a situation you don't know what to say or what to do. Just be still. Just let God do something. Unless you absolutely have to make a decision, just be still. Like Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. And, you know, we can trust God even when we don't see him. I heard Joyce Meyer say recently that the two words God had been speaking to her the most in 2019 were simply, trust God. Just trust God. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, trust God. And here's the great news. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, when it was predicted several hundred years before Jesus was going to be here, but it was predicted, and they describe Jesus this way, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Now, we hear that verse a lot at Christmas, and it's one of my favorite verses to read and see on Christmas cards, and love it. It brings so much just joy and power and hope with it. But, you know, that's a verse for year-round. And I want to ask you today, which one of those four do you need God to be in your life? Do you need to be a wonderful counselor? Just you need wisdom about a situation that you're dealing with your life and you just feel unsure of what to do? Or do you need God to be just a mighty God? You just need to be your strength. You're really, really weary. And I want to remind you today, Galatians chapter 6:9, this verse has helped me so many times through the years when I'm just really weary and feel like giving up. But it says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. It's Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And for some of you today, you feel like giving up. Maybe it's giving up on a marriage. Maybe it's giving up on a relationship with your child or with your parent or a job situation financially. The list goes on and on. Maybe you're thinking about ending your own life. And man, I'm begging you not to do that. There's always hope in Jesus. Always hope in Jesus. And please reach out to someone if you are struggling and you're just like, you know, man, I just don't know if I can take things anymore. And there's a phone number, 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Or you can think of it as 1-800-273-TALK. Okay, please reach out and let somebody know if you need that help. But the other two things it says is he's an everlasting father and a prince of peace. So maybe some of you didn't have a good dad. Maybe you didn't have a dad at all. You don't even know your dad. But God wants to be your father. Your heavenly father wants to meet every need you had. And last but not least, he wants to be your prince of peace. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.